Rocking across the USA in the most positive of ways. For the past 23 years, you've been listening to David Essel Live, America's positive radio talk show, for another 20 years, baby. We are going to keep it going as we bring the most amazing, important information to help you radically change your life through the authors that we bring on, the questions that we answer with texts and your phone calls, of course. Broadcasting live out of Studio E in Los Angeles, California. Proud to be part of the Clear Channel Premier Radio iHeart Network. And we are loving what we're doing, and we're hoping you're doing it too, and that's the next topic, passion. Are you involved with passion? Do you have a passionate approach to life? Do you know what your passions are? My next guest, Darren Adams, award-winning TV personality and author of the book, Lights, Camera, Passion, Discover Happiness, Discover Success. Darren, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be part of this today.
Yeah, it's great. Define passion for us, Darren. Go ahead and define.
You know, I think of passion, because lots of people have different things that they're interested in. I think of a passion, and when I talk to people and coach people about finding their passions, it, to me, is that thing inside you that makes you feel excited and feel alive. It gives you sort of like butterflies in your stomach when you think about it. It's something that you would get up early, like 3 hours early on a Saturday morning to somehow be involved in. It's something you drive 4 hours out of your way to go help somebody. It's something you volunteer to teach a class on. It's something that occupies your mind. If it's any of those things, then I think that's a passion. It's not just something like, oh, I like to hang around with my family, or I like to go skiing. But if it's something that makes you feel alive and makes you feel excited and gets you going and gets the butterflies and the juices flowing, I think that's truly what a real passion is about.
And what is your major passion in life?
You know, I actually sort of was surprised by this. I actually sort of did a little exercise. I have a little exercise in my book. It's called The Passion Pyramid. And you sort of narrow down things that you like. And I was sort of surprised one time when I did it. What I really like doing is I really like teaching and helping other people. I was sort of shocked. I mean, I was a TV guy and had done all sorts of different stuff for decades. But I think the thing that really gets me the most excited and gives me the most fulfillment is helping other people, speaking to them, and teaching them about stuff, which I think is probably similar to you, because I would guess that is what you're truly passionate about, too.
Oh, 100%, Darren. I mean, there is nothing that gets me more excited in every morning, 6 days a week, because I do this work 6 days a week. Nothing that gets me more excited than to walk into one of my counseling sessions, or to come on the radio, or to go speak in front of a group, because it's all the same stuff. You know, even if I'm talking to one group out of addiction recovery, another one on relationships, another one on business success, it still is the same thing. It's exactly what you're saying. And it allows us to do more in a shorter period of time when we're tapped into our passion, doesn't it, Darren?
Yeah, because all of a sudden you're now focused, you're excited, you're driven on something. And I don't want people to think that it's, I mean, because 99% of the people out there aren't going to share our same passion. They aren't going to love the things that we're doing. But they love something else. Like maybe they love skiing, or maybe they love gardening, or maybe they love baking, or maybe they love traveling or reading books or whatever it might be. But if they're focused in it, if it's something that they're passionate about, then all of a sudden it's almost like tunnel vision. The stars start to align. They become sort of in the zone and have that positive flow, as psychologists have sort of described.
Sure.
And they get more out of it that way, and they're able to give more because they're doing something they're passionate about.
Yeah. When did you tap into this for yourself?
I think it was a few years ago, because I was still doing TV, and it wasn't until recently that I sort of left the broadcasting career and the TV studio behind and started getting into other stuff and into helping people and teaching and speaking and coaching people along those lines. And I still sort of kept a foot in both areas. I still sort of, kept doing TV and still kept doing some of the speaking stuff. But as I focused on it, as of a few years ago, I realized that I was more passionate. I mean, 30 years ago, I loved the whole TV career, and I loved going to work, and I loved the lights and the camera and all that excitement and interviewing people and that TV stuff. But I finally realized that there was sort of a shift, and I think that's what happens to people in life, is that we can sometimes shift our passions. And don't think that just because 20 years ago you loved gardening, you don't still have to love gardening. You can, decide you love something else instead. You just have to be constantly aware of what your passions are so you can tap into them.
Okay, so now here's the numero uno question. That is for listeners right now, or their family members. Maybe they're not listening, but they're going to take this message home with them tonight. If someone isn't quite sure. You know, maybe they're just one of the hamsters on the wheel, Darren. Quite honestly, I'm not saying that condescendingly. I'm just saying that they've been in a rut. They've been doing the same thing for 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. There's nothing. If you were to sit and if I were to sit with them and ask them dead eye to each other, like, what is it that turns you on? They might say, you know what? I have no idea. How do you help those people right now?
Do you know, I'm going to follow up with that, just a little follow-up question. Do you know what, when I do ask people, do you know what the number one answer I get from people is when I ask them what their passion is?
I don't know.
Exactly. That is exactly what I get, because people lose track of their passion.
Yes.
They don't think they can have a passion. Or someone thinks, you know, I don't have time for a passion because I've got a job. I'm working 10 hours a day or 12 hours a day, or I'm a mom, or I got to be a good husband or a wife, or I got to be a parent to my kid. I don't have time to focus on passions, and so they have completely forgotten about the pursuit of passion, and that's why they lose track of whatever is their passion. I think that sometimes if you sit somebody down and you make them think about it, they sometimes will come up with a passion. But if they don't, I have this little sort of a little graphic. It's a tool in my book, Lights, Camera, Passion, that helps people go through, and it's really nothing more than like an NCAA bracket. You list eight things that you like. The eight things you like to do. I like to read. I like to travel. I like spending time with the kids. I like playing croquet. I like skiing. I whatever it might be. You list those eight things. And but make sure they're all things that you really like to do. Then one versus number two. Which one gets you most excited? And that moves over one slot in the graphic.
Gotcha.
And three versus four. And you keep doing that until you find out of those eight things, which is the one thing that gets you most excited. And it might be... chances are that's going to be a pretty good dead-on hit to what you're passionate about. You might discover there's something else. But I think that a lot of times it's merely taking the time to say, to ask the question, what am I passionate about? And really doing that little bit of an exercise and then realizing, oh, I really love volunteering at the school to teach kids tutoring or something like that. Or I really love numbers and adding up numbers at work or whatever it might be. And if you figure out what that thing is, then that's the first step. That's the most important step to realizing, oh, I haven't really been engaged in my passion, or I'm not doing what I love, and here's this area that I've been neglecting.
Darren, is there a certain amount of time that you found in writing the book and interviewing all these different people that you talk about in the book? Is there a certain amount of time or days per week that someone really needs to focus on their passion to have the benefits of living a passionate life come to the surface? Like, is it, you know, 2 days a week, 20 minutes a day? Is it 1 day a week for 15 minutes? Is it 4 days a week for an hour? I don't know. So I'm looking to see, is there some kind of guideline that someone might look at in order to really maximize their potential?
It depends entirely on what the passion is. Because if your passion is snow skiing, you can't say, I'm going to go snow skiing every day for 15 minutes. Because it takes you 3 hours to drive there or whatever like that. what I try to tell people is they need to have some activity once a week where they engage in their passion. Now, sometimes your passion can lend itself to more than that. Sometimes you can automatically, if you love cooking, well, then you can make a dinner every single night and you can do something you're passionate about. But I think that you need to engage in it once a week, and it just depends on what the activity is. And that at least gives you something to focus on during the week. You know, hey, come Saturday morning, I know I'm doing blank, blank, blank. Or come Thursday evening, I'm getting together with the guys and we're playing football or something like that. And if you have that one thing to look forward to, at least once a week that you engage in your passion, I think that's enough to energize your juices, and it keeps you at least ever present in your mind. It's that topic that's floating on the top of your brain, and you're aware of what it is, and you know that you get better energy from doing that.
I love it. I'm interviewing right now Darren Adams, the name of his book, Lights, Camera, Passion. Discover passion, discover happiness, discover success. His website, DarrenSpeaks.com. After this quick break, which we're going to go to in just a few moments, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Darren about some of the people he's interviewed who has inspired him the most with the passionate lives that they have led or are leading right now. And there's several other things I want to get into with Darren, but we want to talk about his book. We want to talk about some of the people that he's interviewed in putting the book together and who have moved him. You're tuned into David Essel Live, America's Positive Radio Talk Show. Our website, talkdavid.com. So much more to come. Stay right there. The New Year is upon us, and it's time. Time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com. David.com.
When I began working with David Essel, I was a single mom, completely disempowered and living in fear.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
And now, just 1 year later, I am the executive director of a nonprofit and really feeling my power in the world.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200. So visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But if you're emptying your bank account to buy toner, it's time for a better solution. Keep more of your money with the Toner Kings. Just head online to thetonerkings.com, order toner, and save up to 60% off dealer prices. You'll find all the leading toner brands to fit your office machines. And you can trust thetonerkings.com. They supply toner for organizations like the American Red Cross, Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Lockheed Martin. And they've been a leading toner supplier for over 18 years. Thetonerkings.com offers a 100% guarantee on every product, so there's no risk in trying a new toner solution. And there's no waiting either. Shipping is fast and always free with the Toner Kings. Stop emptying your wallet to restock your toner supply. Get free shipping and save up to 60% off typical toner prices. It's that simple. So why not shop where the Fortune 500 companies get their toner? Only at thetonerkings.com. Visit thetonerkings.com today. That's thetonerkings.com.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. Register today for any of David's life coaching plans at TalkDavid.com and get an extra session with David absolutely free. Visit TalkDavid.com today. Millions of women right now are needlessly suffering from dependencies to food, alcohol, smoking, and prescription medicines. These dependencies can age a woman's face by 10 years or more and destroy her chances of ever experiencing a deep, connective love relationship. Heal with Master Addiction Recovery Coach David Essel's one-on-one recovery program. Register today for any of David's life coaching plans at TalkDavid.com and get an extra session with David absolutely free. That's TalkDavid.com.
Don't you worry, child. She has got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. Yeah.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Coast to coast every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific, 800-548-TALK, 800-548-TALK, text 941. 266-767-6946. 266-767-6976. Great to have you on board. My guest, Darren Adams, author of the book Lights, Camera, Passion. Discover passion, discover happiness, discover success. Darren, just before the break, I was leading out to come back to us to talk about some of the people you write about in the book that really inspired you with their passion. Go ahead and give us a couple examples.
Well, you know, I will tell you, I've interviewed lots of famous people like Joe Montana. By the way, I was talking to a youth group, some kids I mentioned I talked to interviewed Joe Montana, and they honestly thought it might have been Hannah Montana's dad.
Like,
no. There's a generation problem there. I've interviewed lots of big stars, like TV stars and movie stars and big name athletes and famous chefs and all this kind of people. But I sometimes wonder. I don't think they necessarily have it. I don't necessarily think they've got it nailed down what they're passionate about. I mean, sometimes they do, but they also put on this facade. The people that I have learned the most from, David, I have to tell you, are just the normal everyday people. People that I was on a lifestyle show for many years, and just people that would come in and help with different things. There was one time we had two women coming on the show at the same time, and one woman, she was a big party planner, and she was going to tell all of our viewers how to throw the perfect baby shower, which is exactly the content that our viewers wanted to know, how to throw this big baby shower. And so we thought that was going to be the best part of the whole show. And then this other lady was going to come on, and she was going to talk about one of her favorite little fashion things, and she's cutting edge and whatnot. And we found out she was going to talk about turtlenecks. We're like, turtlenecks are not cutting edge or hip or trendy. That's not what we want. And so we were dreading the show because we knew that the baby shower was going to be so great and this turtleneck was going to be so horrible. Well, then the day actually rolled around, the baby shower lady, she froze up. She stopped talking. I mean, yeah, you would understand how that is. All of a sudden, someone stops talking in the middle of a sentence. That's what it was. And it was just like, it was horrible. It was one of the worst experiences. And then we knew this turtleneck lady was coming on next. And then we're thinking, oh, this is going to be the worst show ever. All of a sudden, we've got a lady stop talking. And now we have this turtleneck lady coming on. But the turtleneck lady came on and we said, hey, Holly, what's your favorite fashion find for us? And she came alive. She was so passionate about these stinking turtlenecks that she was making it seem like they were the greatest thing in the world. And literally, they were at Old Navy. Literally, Old Navy's, like within a 100-mile radius, sold out of turtlenecks within an hour after we were off the air. And it wasn't so much the content, because nobody really cared about the turtlenecks, and people should have been interested in the baby showers. But it was her passion. That's what it sold it, you know?
That's so cool.
You know what that's like. When there's a guest that you interview, when there's somebody that you interview who is passionate about something, it makes you want to be a part of it. There's something so contagious about passion that makes people want to just be part of that. Whatever it is, if you're selling a product or just buying into something that, you know, a belief that they have, if someone is passionate about something, that is the biggest motivator, I think. And I learned it most importantly on that one day when the baby shower segment that should have been good was a flop, and the turtle segment that should have been horrible was the highlight and motivated everybody to action.
Yeah, that's a great story. That's it. Now living with passion doesn't mean life is going to be perfect, does it?
No, it doesn't. And see, David, there's a story. I wasn't going to tell this story, but one time I discovered, I think passions help you get through some of your biggest trials that you have in life. If you are passionate about something, no matter what trials or challenges you have, I think that helps you get through that. I had a job offer in Peoria. I moved to Peoria. My family wasn't with me. They weren't able to join me for like 6 months because we had to sell the house. And during that 6 months, I realized one thing that I was passionate about was being together as a family and having a faith and family kind of a thing that I was truly passionate about. So once they were able to join us, I focused on that passion. I remember that we were thinking in some apartment with a rental apartment with none of our furnishings, and we didn't know anybody, and it was a hot, humid summer, and it was miserable, but we had a great time because we were together. And it was a little bit after that, my wife got pregnant. We had this little adorable girl who was the sweetest thing in the world, and she was diagnosed with a rare disease. And we spent a lot of time in the hospital. But we still remember that we had that passion for faith and family. So even though we were stuck in the hospital, we'd play games together. We'd run out in the parking lot and play football. We're playing password around the hospital bed. I mean, we still focused on the things that we were passionate about, that kept us strong, that kept us going. And I can still remember the Saturday I had taken my boys home, and we were heading back to the hospital to visit my wife. And I got a call, and my wife said that our daughter, she had been holding her, and she had just passed away. And it was this horrible, devastating news. And we were in the same situation of other people who were in the hospital who had also kids who were very sick, who had a very rough time. But we still had our faith and family. We still had the things that were core and important to us. And so regardless of what happened, we still had the things that we were passionate about. And that got us through. As difficult as it was and as hard as it was to go through the times after that and all those, move on to the next stage in life, we still had things that we loved and that got us excited and that we were passionate about. And so that's what you sort of mentioned. Just because you're passionate about something, you will still have hard times. You will still have trials. You'll still have difficulties. But if you have something that you love and that gets you going, that gets you up in the morning, that gets you through those difficult, tough times.
That's an amazing story, Darren. That is incredible.
It is not in the book. I didn't want to have a downer in the book. I have lots of other upbeat, wonderful stories, but that's I think a touching story that I think can resonate with people when they think, you know, I'm having a rough time. Well, find what you're passionate about, and that will help you get through that.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that, ladies and gentlemen, what we're sharing with you right now, which is so crucial, doesn't mean that once you tap into your passion and you're doing your passion, that life is going to be effortless and that it should always be roses. There's going to be some very difficult experiences. And you know something else that just came up in your story, Darren, that we didn't talk about before when we're listing, you know, all the different things that people could create passion about is faith.
Yeah. And I think oftentimes we feel a little uncomfortable saying that our faith might be our passion, because that's not something that we really talk about generally with friends and in public and stuff. But I think that sometimes if you have, and many people do have a deep passion about their faith, and they have a hard time discussing it, or even if you don't want to discuss it, that's fine. But make sure you tap into it and acknowledge it and realize that that's there and that that can get you through as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my mom and dad, if I can think of the one thing in life that they are both connected with and they're still with us today, that they have in common, that is a commonly shared passion, it is their faith, without a doubt, Darren. It is the solid bridge that has kept them together, that has kept their love strong. There was a period of time, I think it was for something like 17 years, they went to church 7 days a week together.
Wow.
And I'm so glad you shared that story. I'm sorry, as our audience would be, that you lost a daughter. But in the story, you brought up something that is so crucial that maybe some people that are struggling right now can think about, you know, I don't have a passion for sports, or I don't have a passion for photography, or I don't have a passion for this, but I do have a passion for faith that I have not acted upon. And maybe that's the reason you shared the story, Darren. And we've got about 40 seconds left, but go ahead and final 40 seconds, go for it.
I just want people to understand that passion is probably one of the most underutilized tools that they have. It can help make them stronger. It can make them successful in their business. You know, whatever it is they're pitching or whatever they're talking about, people say, I want to be a part of that. It can make them happier in their life. They realize they have a reason to get up every morning. You don't have to do it every day. It doesn't have to be your livelihood or your career, but it needs to be part of your life. And it needs to get you going. You need to feel alive, and that's one of the most, I think that's most, one of the powerful ways to have a positive life and feel positive about your life. There are tools, there are other stories in the book. If people want to tap into that and get a copy of it, I think it's inspiring, entertaining, and engaging. And there's even a copy of that little passion pyramid where people can fill in some of their blanks, and they can work out their own and maybe discover something else that they're passionate about. And if they can do so and be happier, I'm happier for them.
I agree. The website, DarrenSpeaks.com. 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 Darren Adams, thank you so much. We've got to run, but I appreciate your time and your wonderful stories.
Thanks so much for your time, David.
Okay, bye-bye now. Coming up next from Italy, John Bafar, documentary on the Virgin Mary. TalkDavid.com. I'm David Essel. Stay there. Hi, this is David Essel, and of course you're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio talk show that transforms lives. And during this short break on the XM channel, while news and sports are playing, we're going to give our internet listeners a little bonus here, a little benefit for being with us online, and that is I'm going to share a couple tips that I know in the past 25 years of being a master life coach, inspirational speaker, and more can really help you right now. So let's just jump right into it, and then we'll go right back to the show so you won't miss a thing, I promise. Number one, have you ever heard of the of the reason why people don't stick with goals? Do you know the number one reason why people will start on New Year's Eve, let's say? You know, they're going to lose weight and quit smoking and quit drinking and make more money and forgive their parents and find new love or resurrect their marriage, whatever it might be. Do you know why? The number one reason why people don't stick with their goals year after year after year, they have great intentions, you know, but remember, good intentions pave the way to hell. So we can't be thinking about that as the only reason that that individuals would start a goal or stop a goal is because of intentions or lack of. But the number one reason is because of something called human nature. And the definition of human nature is our desire to get the most out of life with minimal effort. Now think about it. That's what sabotages everyone who has a great goal that will offer a great reward, and the reason that they don't stick with it is because of human nature. We want the most out of life with minimal effort. Now, I want to tell you the opposite. The answer to be successful in accomplishing your goals in life is something we call human success. And the definition of human success is individuals who are willing to walk through any resistance, any blocks, any excuses to get what they want out of life. So it's kind of oxymoronic, isn't it? We're sitting there going, well, I really want to lose weight or make more money or whatever the goal is. And so you'll start going after something for 30 days, maybe even 45 days. But if you don't get what you want, that instant gratification, you're going to stop. That's human nature. I want the most out of life, but I really don't want to put a lot of effort into it. And yet, when we look at all the people in life who are successful with great spiritual paths, or they're making great money, or they have a deep love relationship, or they've lost a lot of weight and kept it off, is because they're willing to do the uncomfortable every day. If you take anything away from all the work we do on XM with our show, David Essel Live, that you're listening to right now via the internet, if you take anything away, it's this, is that the key to success, the number one key for human success in life, is doing what is uncomfortable every day. But here's the good news. That's kind of the bad news, right? Here's the good news. Whatever we start doing that we don't want to, like getting up earlier in the morning or making extra prospecting calls or whatever it is that we have to do that we don't really want to, it eventually will become habit. And the most successful people in the world, and a lot of them you're going to hear me interview on our show, are those people that know that this is the key. They're willing to do what is uncomfortable. In other words, they look at excuses and they go, yeah, I used these excuses in the past, but forget it. It's over with. I'm going to follow this new path, which means I'm going to get up and keep doing that uncomfortable task until it becomes comfortable. Look at riding bikes, right? Or learning how to swim or anything else. In the beginning, it's uncomfortable. Hey, losing weight, making more money, finding great love, getting a deep spiritual path, whatever that is going to take the same commitment. And we are here to support you 100%. David Essel Live every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific Time. We are here every weekend to help you. And I'm so glad you're with us. Now, let's jump back into the show. Every Saturday, we are here for you. Tune in, let your friends know, and streaming live through TalkDavid.com. I can't wait to see what we're going to talk about next. This is David Essel. Stay right there.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Oh, we're rocking it here. 23 years on national radio. Every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network, broadcasting live on a Studio E, Los Angeles, California, 1-800-548-TALK. This is going to be a phenomenal interview. You're going to love it. John Bafar, international filmmaker, all the way from Italy. He's in Italy right now. We've got him on the phone. We're going to be talking about a brand new documentary that he's been filming around the world. It's called In Search of Mary. And the documentary is about him and one of his best friends as they go and explore the phenomenon of the visionary apparitions of the Virgin Mary that have been happening around the world to find the truth behind it. And we know that John Bafar, we've had him on the show before. You may know him from the HBO feature film Captiva, History Channel, the huge hit Fireboats 9/11. And now we've got him from Italy. John, welcome back.
Hey, David. Always good to be with you. I love your positive energy.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start with this, John, but let me start with this one question. How did you guys begin to even put together a documentary like this? What was the motivation?
Well, you mentioned my friend, David Ferraro. He and I grew up as kids together on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, and we met at age 10. What was interesting is we both lived in New York, and we never knew each other. We were a town apart in New York, and when our parents both retired, we were both the youngest. We grew up together. He went to chiropractic school, got his degree, and decided he wanted to go visit Italy. Well, he did. He never came back. So I had an opportunity to do a film about Pope John Paul, and when I did, I needed an interpreter in Italy, and David was already here. So we got together for that project, and at the end of it, he told me about a place called Medjugorje, where he had been to, a friend of him. He was having some difficult times in his life, and his friend suggested that he go to this place because there's miraculous healings, and it's just a great spiritual vibe in this town. And he said then the Virgin Mary had appeared and is still appearing to several of the visionaries that first occurred back in the 80s. And, yeah. I would, like everyone else, was skeptical about it. But I thought if it was true, what an amazing story it would be. And so I went really kind of, as you know my background, it started out as journalism. So I didn't really go there to promote anything, but rather to explore and just be open to whatever I found. And the people there that I found were really sincere. And beyond that, the messages that they were giving were messages that you get on your own talk show, you know, messages of forgiveness, messages of prayer, messages of love. So one thing led to another. And after Medjugorje, we ended up going to about 6 or 7 other countries and finding other people who had apparitions. And one of the most amazing was a woman who survived the Holocaust in Rwanda in 1994, and that was Immaculée Legeza. I'm not sure you may have had her on your show as well. But, you know, it's just an amazing journey.
And John, is there any doubt in your mind that these apparitions are true? Because I know you did start in journalism, so the journalist in you must look at, could this be just figments of people's imagination?
Well, you know, we spoke to a lot of scholars, you know, we spoke to a lot of people that are very skeptical, and in fact, in Medjugorje, there's a lot of politics involved. The church is yet to weigh in on whether they, you know, there's certain places in the world like Assisi and, Fatima and Lourdes, where the church has approved apparitions, and they have this very technical and scientific way about going about it. And they have not yet approved the ones in Medjugorje, but I really tried not to make a judgment on whether the people were telling the truth or not. I just really wanted to just report on it as unbiasedly as I could and let people make up their own minds. But as I was mentioning earlier, the most significant thing for me was not necessarily whether they were telling the truth, whether it was figments of their imagination, but it was all positive messages that were coming. And the interesting thing was there was one person that wrote a book. His name is Ned Daugherty, and he wrote a book called Fast Lane to Heaven. And he predicted the tragedy of 9/11 several months before it occurred. And he had a very fascinating story. He was a club owner, and he's very open about it. Did a lot of drugs in the day and got into an argument with one of his partners and got into a fight, actually, after a cocaine-fueled evening. And he was flatlined. He had a heart attack, or they're actually not even sure if it was a heart attack, but he was flatlined, and he had an apparition from the Virgin Mary. And he wrote these things in the book, Fast Lane to Heaven, and one of the things that he talked about was the events of 9/11. So, you know, and then in addition, there was a woman in Rwanda who had predicted, one of the visionaries there predicted a sea of blood if people didn't come back and go back to prayer, go back to, you know, loving each other. And she predicted the Rwandan Holocaust many years, 3 or 4 years before it happened. So, you know, there's those things. So it's really not for me to say whether, you know, these people are seeing things or they're not. But there's some pretty amazing coincidence, if you'll call it that, or if you prefer, maybe God incidents that have occurred.
Yeah. And you also interviewed, was it a priest or someone from the Catholic Church? And what was their take on all this?
I interviewed several priests, actually. First of all, they talk about Mary and her role in the Catholic Church. And a lot of people that aren't Catholics, you know, they don't understand it at all because they almost look at it as if, you know, you're praying to a false god or an idol. But the way they explained it to me is that the Virgin Mary is really an intercessor. They're not that people pray to her, but they pray to her because, as one priest put it, who would refuse their mother? And she's Christ's mother, so people do pray to her. And it's interesting also in the fact that they're saying that right now she's appearing because of something known as the Divine Mercy. And there's a first saint of this century, is Sister Faustina. She's a Polish nun. And John Paul canonized her. And what was odd about it was he not only canonized her, but then he died on her feast day. And she had apparitions of Christ appearing to her, and she wrote this all in her diary. And she, if, I don't know if you've ever seen the image of Christ with the rays coming out of his chest.
Sure.
She saw that image. She saw that image, and Christ told her to spread that image. So she didn't paint, so she found a painter, and that's where that image came from. And she spread that image around the world. And the message is one of mercy and love and forgiveness. And the message really that I was able to get from that was, you know, don't be afraid of God. And that's what John Paul used to always say, do not be afraid. And so, like I said, I just think that the messages that I've been hearing from these different people are all very positive ones and full of love and forgiveness.
It, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening right now, there is an opportunity for you to assist John and David with this project, In Search of Mary. And if you go to our website, talkdavid.com, on the blog, we have a link. And that's an Indiegogo link. Isn't that true, John, where people can actually support your work?
Yeah, Indiegogo is a crowdsourced funding site that primarily deals with films and creative projects and the like, or they could also go to insearchofmary.com and also find a link there if they care
perfect.
To assist and help us that, make this.
That would even be
great.
Better. Yeah, that would even be better. Insearchofmary.com. John Bafar is my guest, international filmmaker, the brand new documentary In Search of Mary. We're going to go to a quick break, come back, talk more with John about this amazing project that he and his best friend David are putting together. I'm David Essel. TalkDavid.com. Stay there.
Tell you she's an orphan.
Are you stuck in life? Just not happy with your body, income, or love life? I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, Positive Talk Radio equals David Essel Alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
I think the cool thing about David Essel's way of teaching, really, is the way he asked the right questions and then had me do the homework to write down the answers to those questions.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are creating the life they've always wanted.
So happy to say that next month will be 4 years sober, and I owe a lot of that to David Essel's help and friendship through the process.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Creating a daily focus on your spiritual path ultimately brings us to peace of mind, an amazing gift we get to give ourselves every day. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you desire that inner peace, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. Let's work together to create a plan to help you get the peace you deserve. If you're serious about life change, we want to work with you. Contact me at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com. It's time for change, and I can help you get there at TalkDavid.com.
Is your relationship operating at its highest potential, or is it faltering and you see yourselves drifting farther and farther apart? Or are you single right now, trying to figure out what went wrong in the past so you can finally find and keep deep love? Let Master Life Coach David Essel help you resurrect or save your current relationship, or help prepare you to find the love you desire today. Visit TalkDavid.com to read the testimonials about David's work. Love is the answer. Let today be the day. Visit TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
You're tuned in to David Essel Alive, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Celebrating 23 years of bringing positive messages like the one we're bringing right now with John Bafar, international filmmaker, brand new documentary In Search of Mary, where he's gone around the world with his best friend, David Ferraro, interviewing people that have seen the apparitions of the Virgin Mary. And John, you're in Italy right now as we speak, and are you there completing the project? Give us an update of what's going on.
Well, we came over here originally for the canonization of Pope John Paul, and the interesting thing about that was that he was shot in the St. Pete's Square. And he was shot on the feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and the Virgin Mary had appeared in Fatima, and he lost his own mother at a really young age, and his father took him to a church and said, "She's your mother now," and he pointed to the Virgin Mary. And if you look at his coat of arms, there's an M, and that M obviously stands for the Virgin Mary. So his whole life he had this very deep devotion to Mary. And just through a series of God incidents, as I would call them, I was able to do a documentary about his life. And, you know, so to be there when he was canonized in and made a saint was just kind of the, you know, the wrap of an incredible journey that I've been on with John Paul, and then with this film In Search of Mary. Yeah. So yeah. It was, you know, I went, I don't know if you've been to big crowds and been around, like I went to the inauguration of Barack Obama, President Obama, and that was just a sea of people. Well, this was beyond anything that I've ever experienced. Mm. Over a million people in Rome.
Wow.
And it was just an unbelievable event. Yeah. So that's
beautiful.
Why we're in Italy right now. Yeah.
And when will In Search of Mary be completed? Do you know that yet?
My goal is to finish and wrap up principal cinematography before the end of this year and have it released the first part of 2015. And what we're hoping to do is to do a theatrical release and then release it probably through PBS.
Very nice. John, personally, in interviewing these people, both the people that have experienced the Virgin Mary and those people that you've interviewed that may not have and given their feedback on it, have you changed at all?
I would say I have, and I would say that, you know, the whole process has been for David and myself, I think it's one where I've wanted to, you know, the title of the film is In Search of Mary, Two Sinners on a Mission, and the reason for that is I think, you know, we're all sinners, and the more you learn about God's love, the less, you know, inclined you are to live a life that you're less than proud of, and that's certainly true in my case. And I'd have to say that, you know, every day when I hear these stories, you get inspired and you get closer to what it is what I know of God and the role that he plays in my life and just trying to be a better person. So I would say that this film has been a journey of trying to get closer and more in tune and more focused on what I know of God in my life. So I would say yes.
Yeah. Of the different people that you've interviewed that have seen the vision of Virgin Mary, which one stands out and why?
I would say Visca, and she's in Medjugorje, and she had, you know, David, you're good at reading people's energy, and you're, I think, pretty good at ascertaining whether, you know, you believe them or you don't. It doesn't mean it's true, but, you know, you kind of have an inner voice that speaks to you about people's energy and whether they're sincere or not. And this woman just was completely sincere. She didn't have an agenda. She had a sparkle in her eye, and she was just lit up. And it was almost like she was lit up by the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And I walked away from that, and David and I both said to each other, you know, this woman, you know, she has no agenda other than to share God's love. So I'd say she was one of the most memorable. And then I met another person who had an apparition in New York, and he went to Medjugorje, and he told me a story. He said he had a tragic accident. His son was killed in a car accident in Germany, and he was tore up about it because he was Catholic, and there was no priest there, and a friend had said to him, he had also led kind of a wayward life and had a drinking problem, and he went to Medjugorje, and he met Visca, the same visionary that I'm talking to you about. And he went up to her and he said, I have a favor to ask you. I'd like you to pray for my son. I lost him. She said, oh, Michael. So she knew the name of his son before.
Wow.
He'd never met the woman before in his life. And so, you know, yeah, there's things like that that you just really go beyond any kind of explanation. Yeah. So there's a mystery around it all, but there's a mystery around faith and a mystery around why we're even here, you know?
Yep.
So, but the thing that has been great is I've been able to do this film with, you know, the people I love. My family's been, I have two sisters that have been really helping out. My older sister, Irene, and Mary McGurk have been, you know, really pointing me in the direction, because they're a lot stronger Catholics than I was. Okay.
Right.
And so they and you may know a little bit about that, David.
John, just a tiny bit.
Hey, John, your secrets are safe with me.
Okay, good. I appreciate it. I've heard that before somewhere. you know, like I said to you at the beginning of the show, if I just felt like, as a documentary filmmaker, if this story was true, what better story could you possibly be telling? And in a sense, it's a positive one, because I keep going back to what John Paul said: "Do not be afraid." You know, and I think a lot of people are afraid of God because they feel like, "Oh, I'm a sinner, and you know, I don't want to go there because I'll be judged." Well, we're all sinners, you know, but don't be afraid, because it's never too late to turn towards and back to love.
You know, John, that brings up something. I remember years ago, before I became involved as heavily as to open up a church, I was training with a minister, a rabbi, and a priest. And the rabbi said to me something I'll never forget. He said, you know, there's a total misunderstanding of the biblical word that we need to fear God. And he said the true definition of fear back in the day when the word fear was used, or the translation of the word that became fear, he said, was simply respect. He said there's no need to ever fear. It's just respect.
You know, I'm hearing that for the first time, and that, you know, I never really got that either, and that seems to make a lot more sense now. I mean, respect is as much. Why don't we go back and come out with a new edition, the David Essel edition, and we'll put the word respect in.
There we go. Well, John, how it hasn't happened yet, I'm sure, is a shock to both you and I. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
And your parents, David.
Oh, my gosh, my parents, yes. Yes, absolutely. For those who are tuning in and are trying to figure out how can these two guys laugh like this over some of these topics, it's because we've known each other for about 40 years. And we've worked together, and we're best of friends as well. So we can laugh and tease each other a little bit on a lot of different subjects. John Bafar, all the way from Italy. I'm so appreciative, John, that you had the time to call us from Italy. The name of the documentary, In Search of Mary, go to insearchofmary.com. If you want to help support through a fundraising campaign on that website, insearchofmary.com, please, I will ask you to go ahead and to support these two great guys in the making of this documentary. If you want to read more about it and see some of the people that they've interviewed and what these people are saying, please, it's insearchofmary.com. John Bafar, David Ferraro, who have spent a lot of time together in doing different documentaries. John, I know this is going to be a massive success, and I'm so glad we've had a chance to talk about it.
Well, thanks, David. I appreciate you having me on to promote the film, and I want to also thank those people that have helped. And some of my close friends I know have supported this, and I want to say a big thank you for that.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, have a great time with David in Italy. I'll look forward to your return, John, and catching up with you.
Peace, David. Love you.
Okay, bye-bye. Love you, man. Every week, every Saturday, this show is devised to help you to break through mind, body, spirit, to get into the level that you want to get into, the one filled with joy, faith, hope, and more. Go to TalkDavid.com to listen to all the archives of the show over the last number of years. Remember, be strong, be positive, rock it out. See you next week. The new year is upon us, and it's time. Time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.